Hi everyone, this is David Lyon, founder of Evolving Man. Welcome to another episode of the Embodied Entrepreneurs Podcast, the podcast where we explore a wholesome approach to entrepreneurship, where we explore the inner and outer tools necessary to make actual change happen, both for yourself and the world at large. And what I want to look at in today's episode are the limitations of achievement-oriented entrepreneurship. And I want this to be a guide to more joy in your daily life, and paradoxically, a guide to more success in the long run. And the topics that we're going to cover is the difference between value-oriented and outcome-oriented thinking and acting, the state of the world and how it's affecting us, our thinking and our behavior. We're going to look at complexity as a part of that. And of course, I want to share with you what you can do about it, why we usually fail to establish a value-oriented way of thinking. And obviously, I want to give you some tools and practices and things you can take with you to actually move towards a more wholesome way of doing entrepreneurship. So let's dive in. The place I want to start at is my own story. So I've been on this path of being an entrepreneur, of establishing my own brand, establishing a coaching practice and branching out in many different directions for about 2 years. And it's been quite the roller coaster with many ups and downs, as probably any entrepreneur would agree that that's part of the journey. And one thing that's really fascinated me, which is very connected to the topic we're talking about, is a shift from this part that I think calls to many entrepreneurs, which is limitless possibilities and the amount of things you can achieve as an entrepreneur, which is very different from being employed, right? In terms of money, in terms of reach, in terms of so many variables, as an entrepreneur, you have these limitless possibilities. And I think there's also a danger in that because there is this lure that is everywhere in our society, which is like, everything is possible. You just need to believe in it, which is an incredible oversimplification of how things are. And so the point that I want to make with my own story is that I started out on this journey of being an entrepreneur, seeing these possibilities, these ideas of limitless amount of money and approval, appreciation and reach and being this incredible change maker. And don't get me wrong, these things are still present with me, but they have a different place inside of me, which feels a lot more healthy and stable. And the reason that I'm sharing this with you is not that I want to go into this moral argument of you shouldn't try to be successful or anything like that. It's just to share my experience that sometimes I've reached the goals that I've set for myself and it actually made me unhappy. And sometimes I didn't reach the goals that I set for myself and I felt really fulfilled. And so that kind of made me wonder. And with the support of one of my awesome mentors, Rob Kanzler, I realized that why I'm doing things and why I want to achieve certain goals is way more important than actually achieving them. Now, let me elaborate on that because that might be confusing. So I consider myself a very ambitious man. And I think for my age, I've achieved quite a lot of pretty awesome things. I think there's a long way to go or a lot of other things I still want to achieve. But what has changed for me is being very goal-driven and having this kind of obsession with having to reach my goals to an approach where I'm doing the things that fulfill me, that kind of energize me, that fill me up. And it tends to actually bring me more success than when I'm obsessed with the outcome. And yet I want to say again that even if it didn't lead to more success, even if it didn't lead to more money and more customers or a wider reach, I would still follow that path because I know that I'm in it for the long run and I am interested in a way of being an entrepreneur where I actually enjoy my daily life, where I don't have to wait for big results for me to see that what I'm doing is meaningful and what I'm doing is fulfilling me. Now, again, it seems to me that the results are actually way bigger with this approach, and you cannot trick yourself into this. You cannot be like, oh, I'm gonna start just doing the things that I enjoy so that I finally get better results. The question that's actually way more interesting to me is, why do I want those better results? What is it that I'm promising to myself or that I'm telling myself I will finally get once I get these better results? And so this can be quite the rabbit hole. This can be quite the journey of uncovering layers of unworthiness and of distrust into the world and of wanting to have control over everything. That's what it did for me. And so I realized that a lot of the goals that I set for myself actually came from a really unhealthy place. And in retrospect, I'm actually pretty grateful that some of these goals I didn't reach because I think it would have messed me up even more if I would have reached them. Now, let me add a thought here that has come up from conversations again with my mentor, Rob Kanzler, and his partner, Ilan Stefani, who I both just so appreciate. And what Ilan especially talks about is our cultural obsession with peaks, right? And so she talks especially about peak orgasm, as like that's the thing that we're focusing on in sex, and that is kind of holding us back from really exploring our true orgasmicness. And I want to go deeper into this later in this podcast, but let's just stay on this level for now and say there is a cultural obsession with peaks, and that can be orgasms, that can be this one life achievement, that can be anything that stands out from, and here's an interesting perspective, the dullness of your daily life, like the shit show that your usual life is that we crave these huge events because we're unfulfilled in our daily lives. And so what truly shifted for me in the past maybe half year, it's definitely not so long, is that I so freaking enjoy my daily life. When I do my morning routine, and especially when I sit at my table and do some journaling and write, I just feel so much joy. And that is way more meaningful for me than working towards some kind of peak, some kind of goal where I'm really stressed and worried and tense all the way there. Then I might reach it, then I'm happy for a really short time, and then I get this huge dip because I notice it doesn't actually really deeply fulfill me. Now, important disclaimer before I move on, I'm neither enlightened nor am I free of doubts and worries. The topic of money is still quite a present theme for me of establishing a really grounded, solid business. So I'm not saying, I'm at this place of everything being absolutely in place, but it is quite a dramatic shift that I've observed to just deeply enjoy my daily life and not trying to escape it with these peaks that are empty within themselves. And so from what I'm taking from this experience is an understanding of what is it that we really want as human beings? And I believe it's not achievement. I don't think it's about, achieving this one huge thing. I think it's more of expressing who we truly are, and that is very connected to our core values in every moment. Right? And so here again is where I want to assert that we can reach incredible goals in alignment with our values. We can reach really big things. It's not about stopping to reach for the stars. It's about how do you reach them? Why do you actually want them? And how do you show up on the way there? Do you treat everyone around you like shit until you get there? And then you tell yourself, and then you can start being nice and doing all the things that are actually important to you? Or are you deeply committed to showing up every day in alignment with your values, getting up whenever you fail, to keep pursuing, to keep moving forward. And so when you step into this paradigm, then your happiness will not depend so heavily on your success, which paradoxically, in my experience, leads to actually having more success, because you're less tense, you're less contracted, you're more open to what is actually happening around you, you're more flexible. And we're going to cover that later about just facing complexity of the world and what that takes. So that's what I wanted to share in terms of the difference between value-based and goal-based or outcome-based thinking. Now, let's go back to what I briefly mentioned about the state of the world and how it's affecting our way of thinking and our behavior. Now, I said that we have this obsession with peaks, right? And so the reason for me why we have that is that there's so much trauma, there's so much wounding, there's so much pain in our world. And one coping mechanism of trauma is numbness. And so I believe that all of us in some way, either a little bit or more, my experience is that most of us more tend to numb. We numb ourselves, or we are numb, and we believe that that is normal. Now, when you are numb, it makes sense that you crave those peaks where you actually feel something, right? Because that's kind of your only way out of the numbness and thus dullness of your daily life. Now, for me, an embodied entrepreneur is someone who moves out of this traumatized paradigm, who actually takes care of his own woundings, of her own woundings, and finds a way to feel more and more. Thus, you will depend less on these peaks in your life, and you will actually enjoy the quote-unquote dullness. You will feel so alive in your daily life that you will not have this kind of escapist mindset of having to reach something in order to feel alive. Now, let's bring here another piece of the state of the world, or a way to look at life at large that helps turn towards this values-based approach, which is complexity. We're living in an incredibly complex world, and life in general is a complex system. Now, let me clarify this term. There's a really important difference between calling something complicated and calling something complex. And so that comes from complexity theory, which is kind of a follow-up of systems theory. And that says that when something is complicated, we need expertise to understand the system. So think of a clockwork. It takes expertise, it takes knowledge to understand how the different parts of a clockwork are relating to each other, what the effect is if I change something, and so on and so forth. But there's still a linear relationship between cause and effect. Now, in a complex system, things are kind of different. So in a complex system, what we observe are non-linear dynamics. So what that means, for example, is that small changes can have huge effects. And having knowledge or expertise is not necessarily going to help you understand the system, because there's not a linear relationship between cause and effect. It's non-linear. So most things that I observe in our world are actually complex. If I look at relationships, they're definitely complex. If I look at growing a business, that's complex. Now, what does that mean for us as embodied entrepreneurs? That means that it's pretty hard to predict how certain behaviors will affect your success. So then, when you're very outcome or success oriented, you can very easily get frustrated because you're like, I'm doing all the right things. What the hell? You're trying to troubleshoot. You're trying to find the mistake, but there is not a mistake. It's just that you're moving within a complex system where it's not as simple as, oh, I just need to do 1, 2, 3, and then this is the result that I will get. If you want to, for example, create a following around something that you're passionate about, it's gonna require you to observe a lot, to become really receptive to the people, to their comments, to their questions, in order to really create momentum and establish something big. Now, trust me, I'm talking from experience of Evolving Man. There were so many things that I thought I had to do in order to be successful, and most of them did not work. I think it's partially because my audience is really not typical or mainstream. The way that they're using the internet, the way that they're responding to emails, their pace, it's very different. So I had to learn the hard way that in order to be successful as an embodied entrepreneur, I need to embrace complexity, which means I need to embrace the fact that the relationship between my actions and the results are non-linear. So one more time, because I really want you to understand this. If I am really focused on getting the right results, I will keep on kind of trying to manipulate things, trying to find the right action to actually get the result that I want to have. And even if I get the result that I desired, in a complex system, it's often hard to understand why it even happened. It might have been just pure luck. And so that's for me the reason why being outcome oriented can really mess you up, because you're focusing on something that is not fully under your control. Whereas living in alignment with your values is under your control, and as I said so many times now, in the long run leads to more success. So what I want to say with the whole point around complexity is that we become way more robust when we focus on the things that are under our control, which is living in alignment with our values, as opposed to trying to get results in a system that is complex, meaning it's not always under our control what kind of result we get. And so if you want to be in this journey for the long run and have success that is actually meaningful and an expression of your values, then turning towards the things you can control, turning towards your values will actually get you there, as opposed to trying to just manipulate yourself to a certain result. Now, to give you a very specific example of this, I can probably manipulate someone to become my coaching client, right? I can use all kinds of tactics of sales and communication to make them believe that coaching is what they have to be doing. Now, that will in the short term give me probably some financial results and so on, but it's gonna mess me up in the long run. If I try to manipulate people into working with me, it's not gonna be very beneficial for my reputation. These people are probably gonna be pissed off at some point because they realize that it wasn't a free choice of going into coaching, but that I just kind of used certain tactics to enroll them. Now, that brings up the question, why would I even want to manipulate someone into working with me if that doesn't come from a place of freedom for them? And so that moves us into the part where I want to talk about why we fail or why it's challenging to implement this value-based approach. And so one piece I want to start with is the piece around codependency. And again, that's in addition to an outcome-based approach, or really maybe it's the kind of context in which an outcome-based approach is embedded in. Because why do I want outcome? Let's really look at that. So one thing that I've seen for myself is, well, I want some tangible results so that I can prove to my friends and my family and whoever is doubting me that I'm actually on the right path, right? I actually want somebody's approval, and I need these results to be able to prove to someone that what I'm doing is actually valuable. Now, that may take some time to uncover these beliefs, and I'm happy to talk another time about how to do that, but that's really, really, really important. See, because that again is a way to give away your power to external circumstances that are not in your control. And so that for me is what codependency is really about. It's basically, I'm trying to extract something from another human being. So I'm not in a mode of, I'm doing what feels good for me, and you respond to that however is true for you. But it's this kind of thinking of, I'm gonna try to do A so that I can get B from you. I'm gonna become a really freaking successful entrepreneur so that Paul, my childhood friend, finally sees that I'm way cooler than him, and all the girls that never wanted me will all fall in love with me. And so for me, whenever codependent behavior creeps into my way of doing business, it's gonna mess me up. People feel that. People can really sense when you're trying to extract something out of them. Now, again, because this is kind of what the normal mode for most people is, codependent behavior, it's quite scary to try out something else. It's quite scary to move into a paradigm of I'm doing what is in alignment for myself, and I am gonna trust that that is actually gonna lead me to more success. Because it means giving up control. It means giving up the linear way of thinking of, oh, I need to do one, two, three, and then this is how others are gonna respond. Again, we're moving into a more complex paradigm where I'm like, well, if I live according to my values and if I'm an example for what I talk about, people will feel attracted to me and they will start wanting to do business with me without me having to manipulate them in any way. Now, that brings me to another point of why I believe many people fail in implementing this value-based approach is that, as I said, that's not what most people do. And when you're surrounded by people who do things in one way, it's kind of challenging to do it differently. Because your mind will very easily go into doubting, because as social animals, we have a tendency of wanting to fit in, of wanting to belong, because being part of a group, being part of a community is what gives us safety. So doing things differently and not knowing many people who are doing it that way and who have had success with that, it's kind of hard to maintain. And so that brings me to the last point of why I think many people fail with this kind of different approach to life and to entrepreneurship is that they're lacking the community of people, both peers and coaches, people who have already kind of who are already embodying what they want to do. So they're not surrounded by people who have a similar mindset who make it easier to stay on track and to understand that the challenges that come up and the fears that come up and the failures that come up, they're all part of the process, right? If you have someone who is accompanying you, who kind of makes it clear for you that, hey, listen, I have walked this path before, and sometimes it gets really challenging, and sometimes these things come up. Then when that happens to you, you have a way to contextualize. You have a way of saying, oh, look, my mentor or my coach or my peer has gone through this as well. So it's kind of normal. And that reduces our fear response, our doubting, and it becomes way easier for us to stay on track when things get challenging. So now we've started to move towards how to move this forward, how to bring a more value-based approach into your life. And so the first thing that I already started to touch on is community. Find people who inspire you. Find people who have done already some of the things that you want to do. And then find peers. Find people with a similar desire, with a similar calling, who you can create some kind of group with and support each other in the process. And so if you resonate with my approach and with what I'm doing, then the Evolving Man community is a great space. I'm going to put the link in the show notes. And if there are other people you resonate with, then please go with them. But having this combination of people in your life who have already achieved some of the things that you want to do, it's going to make it way easier for your brain to even understand that it's possible. And then having the peers and having some form of accountability of not just keeping your dreams and your intentions for yourself, but actually sharing them is, again, going to make things a lot more real for you, harder to, listen to your own excuses, and easier to stay on track. So that's number one. Community, meaning a mixture of mentors and peers. Now, the second point is about energizing habits. So I'm probably going to create a whole episode on this, but filling your life with habits that energize you, that bring you into a place of feeling great, of feeling whole, of feeling like you have so much to give, because I believe that's your true nature. And that's going to make it a lot harder for you to go into this kind of obsessive, goal-oriented thinking, because you'll already feel complete, right? You're already going to come from a place of feeling like you're overflowing, so it's way harder to get into this kind of, I have to extract something from the world to feel okay about myself. And so, to give you a few examples from myself, meditation is a huge part, exposing myself to cold water, cold showers, ice baths, they're super powerful, being out in nature, journaling is another example. There's so much more to talk about this. So creating energizing habits. Now, on the flip side of this, eliminating the energy drainers in your daily life. And so there's a fantastic exercise that I got from a book from Carl Cease. The book is called The Illusion of Money. And in the book, he proposes this exercise, which has been really powerful for me. And it goes like this. Create a list of the things that you do on a daily or regular basis. Right? So whatever it is, brushing your teeth, meditating, going to work, eating pizza, just write down as many activities as you do on a regular basis. And then, as a second step, rate them from 1 to 10 in regards to how much they're fulfilling you. And so what Kyle Cease says is that your general energy level, your frequency, is the culmination of the things that you do on a regular basis. Now, granted, there might be a few things that you cannot eliminate, even if they're kind of energy drainers, but I'm sure, and that's the case for me for sure, there were a few things I could really eliminate, like spending a lot of time on Facebook or on YouTube or watching football games, in a not very conscious and excited way. And it just helps to see what are the things that you're doing on a regular basis that with some distance you can see they're not really fulfilling you. So that's a great exercise you can do right away. Now, lastly, I want to talk to you about Foundations for a Life of Purpose, which is an upcoming online training that I'm very excited about, where I'm going to take a group of people on a journey of bringing this value-based approach into their daily lives, of making the small incremental changes in your habits, in your mindset, in your self-organization skills, in connecting on a regular basis to your vision, that is going to create the momentum for you to bring bigger change into your life. So this is a 4-month journey that we're going to start at the end of February. It's going to be a group of about 8 to 20 people. And it's actually right now the cheapest way that I've ever offered for people to work with me, both within a group or individually. And yeah, I mean, there we're really going to practice what I've talked about in this podcast, which is going away from this obsession with peaks, going to an approach where you actually start enjoying your daily life. And then the results are going to come, but you're going to relate to them in a different way. So if that speaks to you, then do reach out to me at david@evolving-man.com. If you have any questions about this, put them in the comments. Find some way to reach me and we'll get to talk. Now, that's the end of today's episode. This was a lot of fun. It was also quite the challenge to bring all this stuff together. It's a topic that I'm very excited about and that definitely will continue to evolve within me and in many conversations. So yeah, I'd love to have your input. I'd love to have your thoughts on this value-based approach to life and to entrepreneurship. Now, as always with Evolving Man, you are seen, you're loved, you're appreciated. Keep evolving, and we'll talk soon. Much love. Bye-bye.